USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is celebrating the passage of the coronavirus stimulus package today in a Rose Garden event. President Biden and Vice President Harris are meeting with congressional Democratic leaders who played a key role in getting the bill to Biden's desk. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, no fan of the bill.
It is the largest single spending bill in history, and the only bipartisan vote was the vote against the bill. Not one Republican voted for it. The question is why. This isn't a relief bill. It's pretty much a payoff for Pelosi's political allies, and it will be the American people paying the bill.
Denver may get hit with one of the biggest snowstorms ever there. The massive storm could bring up to 3 feet of snow and high winds to the mile-high city. It's currently forecast to reach the Central Rockies Saturday night and go into Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Florida police officer is being hailed a hero after his actions this week.
A Florida police officer made the ultimate sacrifice to save others this week. Tampa police report Master Patrol Officer Jesse Mattson purposely veered his patrol car into a wrong-way driver from Colorado Tuesday night along I-275 to protect everyone else on the highway. Colleague Detective Rachel Kolnick tells ABC Action News Jesse Mattson would always have your back.
Think about that he left his wife and kids to protect a complete stranger or strangers. That's just who he was. That's what he would do. And he would have done it for any of us as well.
The wrong-way driver was identified as 25-year-old Daniel Joshua Montague from Golden, Colorado. Police say Montague was driving more than 100 miles per hour. Both Mattson and Montague died at the scene. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Oil industry analysts say $4 a gasoline could be a reality for parts of the country this summer. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
In President Biden's first address to the nation, the president wants all adults to be eligible for coronavirus vaccinations by May 1st. The president believes this eligibility is a positive thing for getting children back in the classrooms. Former Health and Human Services Secretary Ben Carson tells Fox News kids need to be back in the classrooms now.
I'm horrified that children are out of school. And that is impacting the trajectory of their lives, what they're going to be able to accomplish. And no one seems to care that much about that. In medicine, we do analysis by looking at what are the benefits and what are the risks. Well, we know the benefits are enormous for going to school, and the risk, as science tells us, are very low. So it should be a no-brainer to figure out what to do in these cases. And these children are being robbed of something that will improve their lives for a lifetime. You know, let me just segue that to what we're doing to their future in terms of enormous debt. They're going to have to pay it back. You know, the people who sit there smoking their cigars and having a good time and laughing about all this debt that we're adding, what can they be thinking?
More news always can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well, at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.